Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join no-till on the plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
We're 90 days away from the 2016 National FFA Convention that'll be held this year in Indianapolis, Indiana. The 16 finalists in the American Star categories have been announced by the National FFA organization. The American Star Awards represent the best of the best among thousands of American FFA degree recipients. Three states have multiple finalists: Minnesota, Texas, and Oklahoma. American Star Farmer finalist from Oklahoma for 2016 is Tyler Snyfman from the Garber FFA chapter, one of the four finalists for Star in agribusiness in 2016 is Garrett Yerrigan from the Pryor FFA chapter in northeastern Oklahoma. Those two young men will be headliners among those that will be representing Oklahoma this fall at this year's National FFA Convention. We'll be there covering it for you. Speaking of the fall, right after that national convention will be our November general elections, including a vote on right to farm, State Question 777. Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council says that the opponents of right to farm are just stretching any way they can to come up with an excuse to urge people to vote no.
There's not a good, sound argument against what we're proposing in terms of right to farm. So let's look for abstract things that just distract people and get them confused. If you read the state question, not anywhere in the question itself, in the ballot title and what's actually going to be on the ballot, there's no mention of the word water anywhere in the thing. And if you listen to our opposition, this is all about water. This has nothing to do with water. Doesn't have anything to do with water quality. Doesn't have anything to do with who owns water. Never has. And it's not going to. But because they're reaching for some way to try to scare people, try to convince people that we're all bad folks on the ag side of stuff, that's one of the things they've reached out for. I mean, to me, this is pretty simple. When you look at who the people are that are supporting right to farm, and you look at who the groups are that are opposed to right to farm, and you talk about the Farm Bureau, and you talk about American farmers and ranchers, and you talk about cattlemen, and you talk about the Pork Council, and you talk about the rest of agriculture. Virtually every major ag entity in the state has endorsed right to farm. And then you look at who's on the other side, and it's the Sierra Club, and it's the Humane Society of the United States, and it's folks who have professed, have an outspoken and demonstrated opposition to modern food production. They have a demonstrated outward opposition to meat consumption. That's where the opposition is.
Roy Lee Lindsay laying out his ideas of why a yes vote on State Question 777 is the right thing. You've got farm news on Ron.
W.D. Bentley ushered in cooperative extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bred wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly variety, with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.